It's like, if you're coming at me 30 days into a weight loss journey or a health transformation journey, whatever people are calling it these days, and you're saying you're stuck. Mm-hmm. No, you're not stuck after 30 days. I'm sorry, but you are not.
You're or I'm feeling defeated. I can't stand when someone says, I feel defeated. It's like, the fuck are you defeated from? I mean, this isn't a war. fuck.
Well, maybe it's a war with their own mind, perhaps.
Yeah, totally.
But no, I get it for sure.
I feel defeated. The scale's not going down. Well, you're looking at the wrong thing.
Or worse yet, I feel defeated. I only lost half a pound this week. Like, you're defeated. Oh, why are you defeated? Like, that's great. That's fucking great. But also, maybe don't just look at the scale, right? If you only look at the scale, then sure, you will feel stuck. You will feel like you're in a plateau if that is your only means for measuring progress.
Welcome to Cut the Crap with Beth and Matt, the world's number one no bullshit health and fitness podcast.
Are you ready to cut the crap with your diet and exercise, get strong as fuck, and build a healthy relationship with food? Then you've come to the right place.
Let's go. If you'd like to support us in the podcast, join our Patreon where you get exclusive content, which consists of monthly workouts you can do at home or at the gym, monthly challenges that are either strength, habit, or mindset based, and access to over 100 plus low-calorie, high-protein, family-friendly meals. These are all designed by a professional chef who is certified in nutrition. These recipes are already in MyFitnessPal for easy fucking tracking. New recipes are also added each week.
We believe that fitness is for everyone, so this is our way of getting you started on your health and fitness journey at a price most everyone can afford. So what the fuck are you waiting for? We'll see you in the Patreon.
Let's cut the crap. What's up, Matt?
Not much. So happy
How's
to
your week
be
going?
Here. Week's going well. I swear. I thought I was getting sick again, but I think I experienced something. I was very, very emotionally drained on Monday when I came back home from my weekend trip. Mm. And I know why. It's part of the reason I wanted to talk about today with the self-care stuff. And we'll get into that. But I'm doing well. Had a great weekend. It's been a busy week.
Did you start a challenge or a group coaching, a new round or something?
We started a new round of group coaching actually on Monday. We started a new round of our mindful eating group coaching program, which is really exciting. I always love doing this group. So we're in full force here. We already started some new skills and I'm really excited for that. One of the things we do with our clients when they first start the mindful eating program is we ask them to commit to eating one meal a day mindfully and which meal they're going to commit to. So I'm kind of doing that alongside them this week of reiterating my mindful eating practices. So I'm doing mornings, my breakfast for my mindful eating experience, because I have really noticed, learned something about myself, and this probably applies to a lot of people too, is how my breakfast and how my morning goes, my entire day goes. And this is very, very important for me, especially now, because what I've really been struggling this year with my morning routines, because
it switched around a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Because I had a big pivot in my life with me taking my son to school and picking him up and everything. So that's an hour and a half out of my morning every day. Most days. And so that's been an adjustment for me. So I found that the days that I do get my breakfast in and I make time for my breakfast is when I'm most productive and feel good about myself. And the days that I look back at and I didn't have a great day, I was struggling for one reason or another, it's because I skipped breakfast for one reason or another. So I'm mindfully eating this week, my breakfast alongside of all of our clients from that program. It's really cool. Really fun.
Nice. Good.
Yeah. Okay. How about yourself, Beth?
Oh, what is going on? Oh, fuck. I don't know. I can't.
So you guys started your challenge.
I don't know. We are in our second week of the challenge. It's going really well. It's cool to see all the awareness that's happening now.
Yeah.
And the mindfulness and everything, the realizations. I love that part. Mm-hmm. What else is going on? Just I'm leaving for Florida and literally a week and a half.
Yeah.
Drive. Yeah. I'm excited. Get me the fuck out of here. I need some sun.
Vitamin D.
Yes. And I'm working on some Beth Farocco fitness gear right now for our coaches. I had someone, her name's Lisa. She offered to do a logo of Mind Your Own Fucking Plate. So that's I'm getting sweatshirts made for the team that have Mind Your Own Fucking Plate in the back and have like Coach Patty, Coach Renee, or whatever coach's name in the front. So that's what I'm working on now. And then hopefully opening up a store for the public, one step at a time. Yeah.
That's awesome. Best of luck with the store launch, because I know you and I have both been interested in merch in the past. And
yeah,
a company, I mean, we didn't look too hard, but the company we did find, we weren't really satisfied with.
No, that. Well, their product sucked. I mean, yeah, I got a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the screen printing would wash away like three or four washes.
We can't be selling shit like that.
Fuck that. I mean, really, guys?
Yeah.
So,
what do you get? I'm what hoping, you pay for though? We went a cheap. I think we went a cheaper route, perhaps. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't know.
I don't know, but it's true. You get what you pay for, and I've been talking about that a lot recently.
You have
in my
been
stories.
With your coaching, yeah.
Well, because when people say like, send me, I did an anonymous Q&A yesterday, and it was like one person was like, "Why is your coaching so expensive?" And I'm like,
"I saw that, yeah."
Okay, well, everyone has a different version of expensive, but you literally get what you pay for. You can go to someone, and what's funny is people think that coaching, one-on-one coaching, should be like $250, $300. It's like, if you want a cookie cutter program,
yes,
that everyone that coaches under that person gets the same fucking thing.
If you
as
want
you,
the same plan as Sally and Bob, then yeah.
Yeah. Then that's, you get no behavior or mindset work. You basically get no phone calls or video chats or nothing. Then go for that. It's like, we have other options. We have the Patreon. I have my free Facebook group, my membership portal. There's other options, but you know, one-on-one coaching is a luxury. I get that. But it's also something that if you've been struggling your entire fucking life and you've spent thousands, and I know a lot of people come to us and they've already been deep in the hole for years with money and supplements. And this is their word, their last stop.
We ask them a lot, right? To please just trust us. We will guide you in the right direction. But they're like, yeah, I've been burned so many times.
Yeah. And so I get it. But at the same time, it's like, our coaches are worth it. Our program is worth it. And I would not say that if I didn't fully believe in what we do and how hard our coaches work. So
it can be what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's true with everything.
Yeah. And I understand the financial component of it for sure. One-on-one. Yeah. Person, you said it is a luxury. Not everybody can afford that. We get that. But we do have other options, you and I both. But also, like, you do get what you pay for, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people have been trying to go the cheap way when it comes to their health for so long. What's the minimum amount I can do? What's the minimum amount of money I can invest?
Right.
And that,
how quick can I see results?
Right. How quick can I see results? When you look at it that way, sure, go do the Weight Watchers of the world. Right. Go that cheap route, but you've been doing that for 20 years, for 30 years.
Right. And you don't have any accountability. You don't have anyone making sure that you're actually on the right track. You're not fucking guessing. You literally are getting handed a plan that you just follow. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I think it's like with supplements or anything like that, it's like you're paying knowing you're getting something right away. Like you're going to visually see it.
Yes.
And I think people have a hard time actually knowing that, oh shit, I'm paying this money. I have to fucking put the work in, because we can't do the work for you. We can guide you, show you how to fish, but you got to learn to fish. And that could be a hard pill to swallow.
You can't just do that with a 30-day thing. You can't just do that in one big balls to the wall sprint. You really can't.
Yeah.
And think about it. One of our reoccurring theme that came after out of our meet and greet that we did in Hocking Hills is, where do you want to be a year from now? Right.
Right.
We even did a whole ass episode about that.
Yeah.
And that's one question I ask people when I'm talking with them about becoming a client is like, I don't care about 30 days from now, 1 year from now, what does that look like?
For you?
Visualize where you want to be. If you're telling me right now you want to lose 50 pounds and we get you there, how will you feel after accomplishing that? Okay, take the time frame out of it, right? It's like we're not selling the 30-day thing. It's the lifestyle transformation. It's the better stress management. It's the better quality of life, improved movement, better health metrics, all of those things that can't be captured in a short sprint or as cheap as possible with something like Weight Watchers or Herbalife or some of these supplements that you're just relying on to do all the work for you.
Right, like healing your relationship with food, that shit takes time.
It takes fucking time and effort. Oh my
God. I'm learning and relearning so many things. And that's why we also, I know you do too, we have a 4 month minimum. Like, you can't get what you want done in 30 days.
We're just scratching the tip of the iceberg.
You're just literally, exactly.
With the challenge. And that's why I also have noticed that with our challenge too, is it's great for building awareness, and you will start to initiate some change. But the first step of any change in your life comes with awareness. Without awareness, you cannot change. How can you change something that you're not aware is a problem or an issue, right? And that's what those 30-day challenges are really good for. It's like, holy shit, okay, I see all these things that I would like to work on. I didn't know how or didn't even know that these things existed before, but now I do know these things. And it's really empowering. And I know that we heard that feedback a lot from our challenges. Like, thank you for making this like at a price point that I could afford and making it simple for me, because I just did this and now I realize that I actually can do it and I actually am worth it. So they're either, like, that person went on investing in coaching with us, but that they don't need to, right? But we just need people to understand that they are worth it and they can fucking do this.
Yeah.
Like, that's really the biggest thing with these
challenges. And that's another thing. Yes. And that's another thing. Like, if you maybe can't afford coaching, maybe do one of our challenges,
right?
Which will give you the momentum. And then you'll start to understand how we coach, how things work, that we're not just giving you a cookie cutter program, that we actually have people that care and that dive into what needs to be dived into.
Yeah,
when it comes to behavior, changing behaviors and things. It's not just like, let's weigh yourself and let's give you these macros. That's just not what we do. In fact, we tell people not to talk about the scale. We're not doing any scale talk, okay? Because that's not what this challenge is about.
Not part of our challenge.
Yeah. You know? So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like people are struggling with the diet mentality. So we're helping them break away from the diet mentality in those first 30 days, really.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
and then I don't know if you have repeat challengers, we have repeaters come in and it's like, we understand that this takes time, and each time they come back because they maybe can't afford one-on-one coaching, they learn more and more and more.
Yeah.
And they're actually helping the other people with what they're learning, which is really cool to see actually.
The community aspect of it like that.
Yeah. Yep.
For sure. Well, we've only done our one challenge. So that one we did in January was our first one ever. But so we do know, like we talked about this last week, some people that did my challenge, they went on to do your challenge. And I'm sure that'll happen in the future, vice versa and things like that. But we are going to do them quarterly. So we're really looking forward to that. I think your next one is May. I think I saw you saw our next, or you mentioned our next one's going to be April. So it's cool that that's completely unplanned, of course, but now we've got that 1-2 punch with our challenges too.
Yeah.
So. And you're right. It's a great way to dip the toes and see what it's all about and learn our way of doing things and to really simplify things.
That's the thing. Yeah. Simplify, guys.
The first week of our challenge, right? Do you guys do nutrition goals or macros or anything as part of yours?
We have that in our, for them if they would like to.
If they would like it.
It's not something we discuss, but it's laid out for them. It's like, okay, if you're looking for this, this is how you figure this out.
Got it.
So we really have them focus on like protein and fiber and picking like five or three things, we call them anchors, to make sure that you try to do every day, that when everything else goes to shit, you have those things to back.
Those non-negotiables in a way.
Yes.
Sounds like ours is structured pretty similar, because we do we have them choose three healthy habits or three goals that they want to work on during the process there. So that's really cool. Yeah. Because one of the things I noticed, because we did do nutrition guidelines for each client as well. And we didn't go full macros. We calories, protein, just like we talked about.
Yeah. That's the same thing. Yep.
Let's not overcomplicate it. Right, guys.
Right.
So when we did that though, what we noticed was like, everybody freaked the fuck out and like, you want me to eat how much? How many calories, right? It's like, well, yeah, you've been dieting your entire life. And how has that worked out for you up to this point, right? It's the same thing that we keep saying. If you keep doing things a certain way, but you're not getting the results, maybe it's time to do things differently. So that was a lot of like the first week was talking people off the ledge and explaining what the method behind the madness of why I'm used to 1,000 calories. Why did you just give me 1,800, right? It's like, okay, well, how did, like, you were doing the 1,000 calories. This is a consistency challenge. Do you think you can be consistent on 1,000 calories? No, of course not. Nobody can. So, yeah. So it's all those mindset shifts and the shift away from the diet mindset and stuff. So,
yeah.
That's awesome. Happy to hear yours is going well.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's so cool. I love doing these things. It kind of has reinvigorized me too with coaching and having this new way of reaching people and helping people. It's really fun.
Totally. And since I don't myself do one-on-one coaching, it helps me be able to coach still, which is awesome. I love that aspect of it. We have our Wednesday call tonight.
Nice.
And me, Amy, and Iris, we each take 10 minutes and we talk about a subject and then we leave it open for a Q&A.
Cool. Awesome. All the team.
Yas.
All right. So feels like it's been a while since we've talked, but we just talked last week. So I guess because prior to that, it had been a while.
Maybe because you were away. You were away, and then you were back a little bit, and then you went away again.
Yeah.
Kinda. I mean, you were away this weekend. Yeah.
I was. Yeah. So I went out of town. I went to Hocking Hills this weekend for Sarah's birthday. We found a really hell of a deal for a cabin. We found a little mini home.
It looked cute.
Yeah, it was super cool. Little mini home. You sleep with the big window looking over the woods and stuff. It's $100 a night.
Damn.
And so we got it for two nights and it included.
Score.
Yeah. Like that was it. So that was really fucking cool. Very good experience. We got some good hiking in. I was really looking forward to Hocking Hills in February because I've seen so many cool pictures of Hocking Hills during wintertime with all the falls frozen over.
Yep.
Fuck, it was 60 degrees. Like, come on, winter, get your shit together. Yeah. So I still haven't experienced that, but Hocking Hills was definitely beautiful. The falls were all flowing this time. So they weren't when we were there back in October. So
right. They weren't. That's so cool.
Did a couple of different hikes. We did the rim trail that we were talking about doing for.
We missed that one. Right.
Meet and greet. That was about a 6 miler round trip. It took us to a couple of different falls. So that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Nice. Nice.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny too. So talking about self-care and things like that. I had a really great weekend for self-care. We were there for Sarah's birthday, but we spent some really good quality time together, but also separately. That's one thing that I really value about that is like, she's like, go do your own thing, dude. Or like, I don't need you to here with me. So Sunday after we got done hiking, we went on a few hikes to start the morning and then we're like, let's just chill the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, pull a fire or whatever. So we got back to the Airbnb and I built a fire. And I kept that fire going all day, like 6 to 8 hours. I was out at the fire, tending to the fire, logs around, burning it, replenishing the logs and things like that, just working this fire. And Sarah made a comment the next day on Monday. She's like, babe, you were at that fire for like 6 hours and just like doing nothing. She knew I wasn't doing nothing though, because while I was at the fire, I was deep in my thoughts, deep in my head, and I was really working through a lot of stuff. I released a lot of emotions and worked through a lot of things that I was really struggling with.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I know you were busy and you were tending to your own fire. She was like, that's a form of self-care for you. I don't even think you realized it. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, that was a really good form of self-care because I was so focused. I had no distractions. I was just listening to music in the background. My only focus and my only thing to do was to keep that fire going.
Right.
And while I'm like staring at the logs, like, yeah, I'm thinking about a lot of different things. And I was constantly going over to Sarah, like, I just realized this one thing when I was 10 years old, like this was a really wild memory that just popped up and talking about relationship stuff and everything that I've really been struggling with. I talked through a lot of things with my business in my head and got it out. And so it was really therapeutic for me is where I'm going with this. And that was a very unconventional way of practicing self-care that I managed to do there. It was really fucking cool.
Nice.
So I've been thinking about how I want to make a post about that in the future, like I spent 6 hours tending to a fire. Here's what I learned or something like that.
Fireside thoughts with Matt.
Fireside thoughts, the mountain Matt.
Totally. I can't wait for that. That's how I feel when I'm going to get to the beach. I mean, I'm like, I just need that fucking peace and serenity and silence.
Letting go of everything and disconnecting. Yeah. That was also part of the nice thing about being where we were in Hocking Hills. We had no cell service whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
None. The only time we got cell service is when we went into town or something.
Yeah.
So that really did force us to disconnect there too.
Yeah.
And be more mindful and more present. So, yeah.
Nice. Sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. What are some unconventional ways of self-care that you kind of practice for yourself?
Me? I go for walks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big let me just bundle up, go outside and just go for a walk and blast some music.
Yeah. You do a lot of good work on yourself then.
Mm-hmm. Like running. Running is when I do my best thoughts because I can't think of anything else or I don't have distraction with my phone.
Right.
Like looking at anything. I'm just in the zone.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't. you've got to be
you
in
literally
the
can't. Running. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So find ways to kind of force yourself to disconnect, I guess, is kind of what we're saying there.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so that you don't have an option. You don't have a choice when you go on that trip or you go away for the weekend. Do something that's going to intentionally make you disconnect and slow down.
Exactly.
We're so fucking like, we are just so balls to the wall all the time, man. Like we are just chronically overworked and overran and burnt the fuck out. All of us are. And we really need to be more mindful with slowing down when we can, where we can.
I feel like sometimes I don't even know how to relax anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that from just running business and
I think it's just from more my goals, from my business right now, I guess. Because I don't I really don't have any personal goals. Which is interesting because I usually always have a personal goal, but I'm happy with where I'm at. I feel good. I'm working out and walking. All my non-negotiables are always
you're in maintenance.
Hit. I'm just in maintenance. I'm just cruising.
You're enjoying
it. Yeah.
That's a good goal. Continue to feel good.
Yeah.
To cruise, you know?
Yeah. For the first time ever, I usually create a vision board and then I hang it like right next to my bed. I did not do that this New Year's.
No,
for the first time in like 4 or 5 years, I have not created a vision board, which is interesting.
How do you feel about that?
I feel okay. I feel like I don't know. I just want to still cruise. I don't want harder things. I want to take it down a notch a little bit.
Yeah. I feel you there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of my goal for the year for my business is to cruise and not necessarily cruise, but it's so easy to get caught up in like growth, right?
I got to grow
the business, got to scale the business and all this other stuff. And I've realized these last couple of months, that's not for me. That's not how I want to operate things. I don't need things to be that way. I'm happy with where things are I can continue to be happy with how things are. And the more I kind of shift my focus from I wouldn't say one-on-one coaching because we're still doing one-on-one coaching for sure, but just helping more people with our various programs and different levels. That's where I'm finding the real rewards to be personally.
Yeah.
As a parent, our days are filled with joy, challenges, and countless memories of connection. And let's be real here. More often than not, chaos can feel downright unavoidable. And in those moments, maintaining our peace and well-being are absolutely crucial. And you should know by now that I love talking about all things mindfulness. So this message is for all you mindful parents out there seeking a natural path to tranquility and presence. Cured Nutrition understands the unique stressors we face every day. Whether it's waking up early to take the kids to school or playing taxi as you shuttle everyone from practice to practice, let's not forget that you still have your daily responsibilities with your own career. That's why they created their Serenity Gummies, your go-to ally in managing the complexities of parenthood with ease. These gummies aren't just a treat. They're a blend of science-backed, health-supporting ingredients like full-spectrum cannabinoids, ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, and L-theanine. Each ingredient is chosen for its ability to support your physical, mental, and emotional sense of calm. Now imagine unwinding from the day's hustle with a natural alternative to alcohol, helping you to improve your presence, mindfulness, and overall well-being. Now oftentimes we turn to alcohol as a way to alleviate stress, but take it from someone that has a long look at his relationship with alcohol. That really only makes things worse. The Serenity Gummies offer a more holistic tool to have in your arsenal so that you can feel good about feeling good. I personally enjoy the passion fruit flavor. It's sweet with some kind of an earthy undertone. I'm no expert when it comes to tasting things. I just know what works for me, what tastes good. In addition to that, each gummy is precisely dosed to guide me to my happy place. Now, Cured Nutrition is offering an exclusive 20% off discount just for our listeners when you purchase Serenity Gummies. Visit www.curednutrition.com/CTC and use coupon code CTC at checkout. That's CURED nutrition.com/CTC, coupon code CTC to embrace a state of relaxation and balance. Remember, protecting your peace is just one gummy away. Now take a moment for yourself and find serenity in the midst of life's whirlwind moments. Because you, as a parent, deserve to support your well-being and do something for yourself so you can continue serving others like the badass that you are. Protect your peace and pop a gummy.
Is there anything in particular that you want to get off your chest this week? Any rant and raven that we want to do?
Oh, that's a good question.
What any reoccurring themes in your DMs or comments this week? I don't have any that contribute to this particular.
I feel like it's just really all the same. A lot. A lot of perimenopause, menopause.
Yeah.
Like a lot of questions, like what do I do? What kind of diet do I do for perimenopause? Or everyone thinks that there's something specific for that stage of life, and it's just the same. Yeah. It's just the same as anybody else. It really is, you know. And that's a reoccurring theme.
Huh. I read.
And also, I was going to say that I think there's so much bullshit out there for perimenopause and menopause. Yes. People are overcomplicating the shit out of it, confusing women when it's just,
there's a lot of money to be made off of menopausal women. If you can sell them that you're going to fix all their cures and errors or ails with this program.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It really comes down to mastering the boring basic shit. And then
boring basic shit.
Talking to your doctor about something to help with the symptoms of menopause, right? To make your journey easier. That's what it comes down to. But start mastering your health, the foundation, build your foundation before you build the house. And then once you got those down, if you're still struggling, then that's when you reach out to your doctor. But a lot.
Right.
Of those symptoms can be helped with diet and exercise.
So many of those symptoms.
I mean, and getting rid of fucking alcohol. Do you know how many women told me that they finally let go of the alcohol and their night sweats have gone away?
Right.
I can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did a group call right before this for our one-on-one clients. And one of the observations somebody made was she's really reduced her alcohol intake as well. And she did go out for dinner with a friend that was in town last week. And she had a few drinks, a few glasses of wine with dinner after dinner. First thing she mentioned was immediately after I started drinking wine, I started mindlessly eating all the cookies at the table. Right. She wasn't even tempted by them prior to having wine. But then she also was like, I didn't even drink that much, but I felt like absolute shit the next day. You know, it was just a couple of glasses. And there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons for that, especially as a menopausal woman. That's just like you say this all the time. That's throwing a fucking match into an open gas can. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, you're going to be more stressed. Your cortisol is going to be higher. Your ghrelin, your hunger hormone ghrelin is higher as a result of that. And we so often turn to alcohol for that stress relief.
But is it actually a stress relief?
Exactly. We're told.
And you're fooling yourself.
Yes. And we bought the lie. We've bought the lie. Glass of wine at night to help me unwind, decompress. No, it's actually going to be doing you more harm than good. Why don't you maybe try meditating or stretching instead?
Right.
You know, something like that.
I think also I've been hearing a lot of stress, like how like stress eating, like a lot of people just reach for the food. That's that works for a second. You need something to soothe you, right? So why don't you look for something to soothe you rather other than food? Like, what can you do? Like, Matt, when you're stressed out, what do? You go into the fridge and raid it?
No.
So what would you do?
Well, it depends. The most immediate thing I can do to manage my stress is to fucking stop and slow the fuck down and breathe.
Yeah, pause, right?
Pause, the power of the pause. Like that's funny. We're talking about, you mentioned our programs earlier, but like week one, we introduced the stop skill to our mindful eating clients. Stop. It's literally just learning how to stop, step back from a situation, evaluating, and then proceeding mindfully forward. Just pausing, stopping 5 to 10, 15 seconds. You really only need 5 to 10 seconds for your brain to be able to make that decision and move forward in a healthier way to kind of ride that craving out, whatever it might be.
Consistently pausing.
That's the most immediate thing I can do that has the most biggest impact on me in the least amount of time and effort. If I have more time available to me, I'll go on a walk or something like that.
That's always my go-to, the walk, whether it's running down my basement to my treadmill, going and take my dog out for 10 minutes, whatever it is, just stepping away from whatever pissed me off in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah. You're moving yourself.
You're stepping away.
You're stepping away. You're taking a step back. You're removing yourself from the situation so that triggering fucking thing, whatever it is no longer triggering you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So you also mentioned the boring basic shit. Let's kind of talk about that because I just made a post the other day about this, about how we hear this all the time. I'm stuck. I'm in a plateau. It's like, actually, you're not stuck. You're just fucking bored.
Yeah.
Because the things we're asking people to do are boring. It's not exciting. It's not sexy, right? We're asking people to slow the fuck down and grasp long-term weight loss, long, sustainable, slower weight loss. That's boring. We're asking people to go to the gym 3 to 4 days a week and lift some heavy weights. That's boring. We're asking people to eat more protein, more fiber, more calories. That's boring. We're not asking people to detox. That's exciting because you see, you get instant gratification that way, right? We're not asking people to do these restrictive diets where you see crazy transformations in 30 days. That's not that's the opposite of boring. That's very exciting. But continuing to do those things because they're exciting for you, like it doesn't make any sense to me, because those same things that you're doing because they're exciting are the same reasons why you're not making progress. Like, we need people to slow the fuck down and grasp the fact that you're gonna be bored. Boring is good. It's like, if you're coming at me 30 days into a weight loss journey or a health transformation journey, whatever people are calling it these days, and you're saying you're stuck. No, you're not stuck after 30 days. I'm sorry, but you are not.
I'm feeling defeated. I can't stand when someone says, I feel defeated. It's like, the fuck are you defeated from? I mean, this isn't a war. fuck?
Well, maybe it's a war with their own mind, perhaps.
Yeah, totally.
But no, I get it for sure.
I feel defeated. The scale's not going down. Well, you're looking at the wrong thing.
Or worse yet, I feel defeated. I only lost half a pound this week. Like, you're defeated. Oh, God. Why are you defeated? Like, that's great. That's fucking great. But also, maybe don't just look at the scale, right? If you only look at the scale, then sure, you will feel stuck. You will feel like you're in a plateau if that is your only means for measuring progress.
Another question I got was, how do I do it all?
You don't.
I don't do it all. I think what people don't see is that the lifestyle that we've created is individual to our life. And it's constantly morphing and changing. Like, just because my life is busier doesn't mean I skip my workouts and skip my walks and skip meal prepping. Those things are non-negotiable, and I work around everything else and make sure that shit fits in. And that's where people go off the deep end. It's like, something in life changes. Oh fuck, I'm not meal prepping, I'm not going to the gym, I'm not doing anything.
It's because usually those systems and processes they have in place are too rigid at that point, right? Because the only way they know is how to stay on track 100% of the time. They don't have that. They don't know how to do less or to work smarter and not harder.
It's the all or nothing.
All or nothing. It really is. Like, oh, you can't go to the gym. Like, I want to go to the gym 4 days this week for 60 minutes at a time, right? Okay, that's a great idea. Plan for that. But what are we going to do if life happens and you can't do that, right? Maybe Johnny's sick, or maybe Riker is sick or something. We can go to the gym for 30 minutes, 3 times a week, or we can go for those 10-minute walks or whatever. It's like, essentially, we need to have a backup plan for our main plan. And I don't think many people do, because they just expect it to work out. As the perfect plan that they account for. The perfect plan is going to not be perfect. It's going to be flawed. It's going to have fallback options. And like, if this happens, then we do this. But if that scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
I'll learn nothing. And that's something too. Have you been I feel like people are injuring themselves right now. I've been hearing a lot of people in my comments and DMs, actually.
Really?
And injuries, of course, that's part of the process. That's part of life, unfortunately. But it's how we handle those injuries.
How are these people getting injured?
A lot of them are like knee injuries. So a lot of people are getting like knee replacement surgeries and things like that. So it's not really injuries. It's just surgeries that they've needed for forever. And they're finally now getting them. But what I've been noticing is injuries are almost like a death sentence for people.
Yeah.
Because that all or nothing thinking, right? So they get injured and maybe they hurt their knee, and there's like, I'm fucked, right? I can't do anything. I've got a bum knee. I can't do anything. Or it's like, why can't you still worry about your diet? Focus on your diet. Work on nutritional habits. Like,
we all need to eat. We can control our nutrition. When all else fails, you can control that.
You can work on your mindset. And if you're telling me that you can't do something because you have a bum knee, you definitely need to work on your mindset. So maybe go that route too. There's always something we can do. And our most successful clients gotten injured either after or before or even during working with us. And they were our most successful clients because we still found a plan that they were able to do. I've had one client that graduated with us last year, and then she tore her Achilles a couple months after working with us. She could use that as a death sentence and say, oh, I'm just going to throw in the towel. Why should I even try? I'm down off right. my, I can't use my leg for the next 6 months. Why even try? Well, she came back to us and we created a smart movement plan in conjunction with her PT and her doctor. We were able to do what she was able to do. We focused on primarily upper body, and then we did some unilateral stuff for her legs. It's like, no, there's always ways that you can reach your goals, and there's always something that you can work on. I'm sorry, but you telling me that you can't work on yourself because your knee is bad, you're going to have surgery. Like, I can't relate to that. I can't relate to that because that's such a bullshit cop out is what it is.
Yeah. And if really anything, you should be taking care of yourself more because of that.
Right. Like, why did you need surgery in the first place? What happened there? Maybe it was an injury, but also, like, what happened to get you to this point? Right.
Right.
And then when we're going through recovery, if you had surgery, your nutrition's pretty fucking important during that time. You're going to need more protein, more calories. Your body's healing.
Yeah.
So that's a great time to
practice maintenance.
Work on yourself. And we just got done talking about, practice maintenance. We just got talking about being forced to slow down, right? You're being forced to slow the fuck down. Use that to your advantage. Mm-hmm. What is that? you guys can't see, but Beth just made.
I just did a little Bucky Beaver face.
Bucky Beaver, there we go.
I don't know why.
But yeah, okay. Well, we have the meet and greet coming up.
Yeah, did we talk about a date last time on the podcast? I feel like we didn't.
We did not. So, shall we put that out there? We are still looking at some places to hike. I started looking the other day. Guys, don't send us places to hike that are like 5 hours away from where
we are. So I put a question box in my story, and I specifically said between Cocoa Beach and Orlando, right? Mm-hmm. And we got some great, great places. I'm sending them to Matt. I'm like, that looks so fucking amazing. Maybe we should do that. And I think it was called the three sisters.
The Manatee place, right?
Yeah. And that was, when I looked it up, it was literally on the fucking Gulf of Mexico side, Florida. And I'm like, dude, we aren't even on the same. Yeah. So I'm thinking, thank you for sending that to me. But you guys, we're not driving fucking 10
coast
hours
to coast.
on the other side of Florida.
Yeah.
We are going to be on the east coast of Florida and between Cocoa Beach and Orlando, not near Tampa, not near fucking Daytona.
Right. Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with Daytona anyway. So.
So
all right. So we have landed on the weekend of the 22nd of March for our Florida meet and greet. We typically do our meet and greets on Sundays. What are your thoughts?
Do we do them on Sundays or Saturdays?
We've probably done them on both, if I'm being completely
honest. I think we have.
I feel like now that you say that, we should probably just do it on that Saturday.
Yeah.
The 23rd, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Is it the 23rd? Yeah, why not?
23rd of March. Okay. There we go.
March Madness.
March Madness. March 23rd will be our meet and greet in Florida. Don't have the exact location picked out yet, but we will.
TBA.
We are going to do that. How about this?
Yeah.
Today's Wednesday when we're recording. This episode comes out Friday. By the time this episode comes out, we will have a place identified or picked out. Is that unrealistic to say, Beth?
Let's say this. Maybe we'll get some ideas from people if you guys are listening to this podcast. If you know of anything, you can let us know.
Yeah. We went to the Black Bear Wilderness area. What was that?
We should have something picked by this weekend for sure.
Okay, I agree. All right, I agree.
Yeah.
And then we'll let everybody know then. So there's not too much longer of a wait to find out where we're going. It is going to be March 23rd is when we're going to do the meet and greet, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Hopefully we see some familiar faces.
I think Jackie said she was coming again. I don't know if Luis is going to come.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but we might have some repeaters, which would be cool to see those guys again.
Hell yeah.
Maybe Jackie, Kelly. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to see Kelly and Dennis. Jackie is the woman that was her first time hiking, right?
When she came.
Okay, and then she's like, you guys, like, I'm going to continue hiking. So I'd love to.
Yeah, she ended up doing group coaching with us for a while.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad to hear that she's thriving. She's still hiking?
I don't know.
Okay.
She hasn't been in our program for a while.
Oh, so I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
You feeling good for your big talk coming up?
I'm okay. I've kind of been ignoring my slides for a little bit and taking a little breather, but I need to write what I'm going to talk about in the beginning to introduce my whole thing. I don't even know what they call that, but I'm in the midst of writing that out, and I'm supposed to, and I haven't yet, record myself to time it, and I need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
you'll get it done. I agree. You needed some time away from that.
Yeah, it was in my head for a while. Upset.
You were crushing. You were kicking ass getting ready for that. So you deserve some time off from that.
Yeah. I just want it to be over because I have so much anxiety about it. This is overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. I can completely understand
and
that.
People are like, you're going to be great. It's like, yeah, you could tell me that all day long. But it's like, I still have to fucking do it. Okay.
Still have to do
you
it.
Know what I can't
saying?
Do it. It's like, yeah, okay.
I'm going to show up. Right. I'm going to be great.
I feel so fucking good now. Thank you. You're right. I'm going to be fucking awesome. I'm going to kick ass.
Yeah. It's like, no, well, you're going to do great because I know you're going to bust your ass and work hard and practice and prepare for it. That's why I know you're going to do great.
Yeah. Knowing me, though, I'm probably going to practice the fucking night before. I mean,
well, yeah. Yeah.
My thing is like, you know what? I have slides. It's my backup. It's literally my speech is on my slide. I'm just going to have to click the thing and be like, read it and obviously add to it a little bit, but I did it so it was mapped out for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you made it easier for yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
in a way that made sense for yourself.
Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Right. Well, why wouldn't you? I don't know. Like, people love to make things more difficult than they need to be.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the times that happens because we want to feel important. We want to feel like what we're doing matters. So we exaggerate some of these things, I feel like, from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be awesome.
I know. Yeah. Thanks, Matt. I'm looking forward to it too.
The energy is going to be great.
It's going to be fun to see everyone.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the coaching industry, old coaches, old coaching friends and me.
Yeah. Like Andrew Coates will be there. Ryan Kasim. My coaching team, you will be there. Yeah, just a lot of familiar faces.
For sure.
I think that's what's most nerve-wracking, actually, for me.
Like in front of, like, because you're going to be in front of all your peers.
I'm going to be in front, yeah. I'm going to be in front of my peers, for sure. Yeah. Intimidating.
Do you think there's like some imposter syndrome there? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's my first time ever. I don't know what it's going, what, I don't know what to expect of even myself. I don't want to let Aram down. I want to do a good job.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say you're going to do great, but you're not going to let anybody down, Beth. I get it. Your things you're feeling right now are totally fucking valid.
They're
get it.
Valid, right? They're
100% valid. Absolutely. I'm excited and I'm looking forward to it. 100%.
Yeah.
You're my nerdle. You've earned this, Beth. You have earned this. 100%.
Thanks, Matt.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
For sure. I'm really looking forward to is just getting back together with you in fucking Florida. Like,
I know, I'm excited.
Oh man,
that's gonna be so fun. We had so much fun last time. I don't know if that was the best visit. I don't know between that and when you came to Maine when we were
in the woods.
In the woods.
Those were my two favorite experiences as well.
Oh my god, those are so fun. Yeah, we made a lot of Florida content. So much.
We did. We were in the fucking zone. I mean, it's so easy to be in the zone when you're have weather like that and
sunny, warm,
like that. And yeah, for sure. What do you think about that video idea? I shot you over in text.
I love that. I love that.
So you guys
so many different versions.
Yeah. So stay tuned, guys. We've got some fun ideas of content we're going to make together when we get together.
Awesome.
Who knows? We might not actually end up making some of that content.
We'll be like, yeah, fuck it.
When we got together for the Hocking Hills,
I know.
Being great, we're like, yeah, we're looking forward to making content. We're going to crush it. And then when we got there, we're like, we're just going to take some
time. It's so funny. We are so alike in the way that we can't force ourselves to make content unless we're in the mood.
We don't plan it. We don't script it.
Nothing. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't be like, all right, we got to do it now. Or we're like, nah, I don't want to.
Yeah. And I'll be like, that's a big reason why my content has been so kind of sporadic. Like, I'm not going to force myself to make content if I don't feel like it, if I'm not in a good place to do it, because that's going to show through in my, in my messaging and in my energy. And I don't want to bring that to people. If I'm not able to fully I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel genuine to me, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I am telling people to like listen to their body and serve mm-hmm. themselves and put themselves first. So if I'm going to be going out and going against that, that's kind of bullshit and hypocritical of me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But looking forward to it is where I'm going with this. Looking forward mm-hmm. to crushing some workouts with you.
Totally.
And that badass gym. That gym is pretty
sweet.
Oh my
God. I miss that gym. I miss the hack squat machine there.
Yeah.
It's the only time I have access to one.
Got it. Yeah, I don't have a hack squat machine. The gym I go to is very basic equipment. Very basic. Yep. So we have some good machines and cables and stuff like that. But for that type of equipment, you usually have to go to like a powerlifting gym or a bodybuilding gym or something.
I don't have access to one around here. It's a bummer, to be honest. I have Planet Fitness, and then you have Hunter's Gym, which is great, but they have classes. Mm-hmm. So I can't really go there because there's a continuous classes all the time. So my options are slim pickings.
Mm-hmm. They definitely don't have a hack squat machine at the Planet Fitness.
And then Planet Fitness, their dumbbells only go up to 75 pounds,
mm-hmm.
which sucks.
Which makes doing a lot of movements difficult. Yeah.
And they don't have barbells. They have just the, what do you want to call that? The whatever machine, what's the name for it?
Oh, the Smith machine.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the Smith machine. There's some movements that I'll do on it, but I've never been a big fan of it. I don't know. I don't like feeling like something else is doing the work for me. I know I know that's not happening. I know, but because it's on a fixed plane, so you don't have as much
about it.
Like that's why I'm not a big fan of the Smith machine, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm consistently programmed like RDLs, which should be done with the barbell. And he's like, you got to do them with the dumbbells at Planet Fitness. And it's like carrying the fucking, I do like 70 pounds with my wrist holders, whatever you want to call it.
Your wrist holders.
I don't know fucking words. Thank you.
You're on it.
My God, I don't have fucking brain cells left from menopause. And it's fucking heavy. Mm-hmm. I'd rather do it with a barbell. I don't
I agree. There's something about heavy dumbbell Romanian deadlifts that are brutal. It's definitely the grips. The
dumbbell like digs into my wrist. Mm. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
that's where I'm at. And I still do it.
Still got to do it.
Fucking sucks. I still do it.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
Romanian deadlifts, man, I haven't done those in a while. I've been doing traditional deadlifts more so when mm-hmm. I've actually been doing a lot of machines recently.
Yeah.
I'm kind of finding my groove again in the gym mm-hmm. and getting back into a routine. So I'm just kind of building on momentum right now. That's really what I'm doing. But doing a lot
Are
of
you working with your coach anymore?
I stopped working with my coach because I just had to be honest with myself. I was like, I'm not in a place where I can do what I want to be able to do.
Gotcha,
So I took that away from myself for now, but I'm definitely going to get back to having a coach for my workouts for sure.
Yeah.
Just I don't have like with me not having the performance-based goals or strength mm-hmm. goals or anything right now, my main goal is to feel good and move well. And I don't need help for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think that's it. What about you?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else I got, Matt. I'm trying to think. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. We don't need to have something all the time.
No.
It's been great. I love doing this. Let's see. We're going to get some guests scheduled. I know we
have
some guests that we're going
to
be getting.
I know. I need to send them the calendar. I think I've been holding off on that because I'm traveling in a little bit. I want to make sure when I can actually podcast in Florida.
In Florida. Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll play that by ear like we always do.
Yeah. yes. I know, right?
we're
and Matt love to play it. We love playing it by ear.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
That is how we roll. But I know that's part of my ADHD brain talking there. But I know I thrive off of structure, but I also can do things really fucking well off the seat of my pants. So
that's how I work well when I don't have structure.
Yeah.
When I have structure, I stress out.
Well, it's like,
how
does a diamond get formed, right? Under pressure.
That's how I work, under pressure.
Some people are good that way. Some people are good. Mm-hmm. Some people are not.
I will procrastinate until the day. And I've done this forever. Even when I was a fashion designer, I would have clothing orders. We made custom clothing. I don't know if you knew this. So that means I had to actually make the pattern, mm-hmm. cut it out, find the fucking fabric and cut it out and all that stuff. And I would wait till like the 4 days before something was due. And I'd be like, oh shit, let's go to the fashion district. Let's get it all done. And I'd be up for 48 hours just making this shit.
Right. All while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would know about it for like 2 months ahead of time. Sure.
But then you're telling yourself, you're like, okay, well, I only need this amount of time to do it. Right. Like I can do it. It's not too late yet. And then when it gets time to be like, I literally can't wait another minute, then it's like, okay, go time, baby.
Yeah. That's when my best work happens.
Yeah, I feel that. I get that.
Hilarious.
Awesome. All right.
All right, guys.
Been good chatting with you, Beth. We'll talk with everybody soon.
Yes. Talk to you later, guys. Happy Friday.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. So why not share it with a friend who needs to hear it? Send us a DM on Instagram or email us at cutthecrappod@gmail.com and join our Patreon at patreon.com/cutthecrappodcast. As always, we appreciate you and thanks for being here.